First of all, what's our next book going to be? What are we going to all read next time?
Okay, it's called The Burnt Out Town of Miracles, and it's by Roy Jacobsen, who probably isn't a familiar name. He's a Norwegian writer. He has been shortlisted again for Man Booker, but that was for an international prize, and that isn't why I chose him. This particular book has been recommended to me by a couple of people, but I have read one of his other books, and so I'm full of anticipation for this one. He's Norwegian, as I said, so the book is in translation, and this particular novel is set in Finland in 1939, and it's the story of a man who's staying in his hometown when everyone else has gone. They've all fled because there's the threat of invasion from the Russians, and they all burnt their houses before they left. So it's a pretty grim setting, but hopefully it's an uplifting read, I don't know. But as we're remembering war at this time of year, with Armistice Day coming up and the centenary of the end of World War One, I thought it would be quite interesting, and there's a sort of topical element there. But it's not a novel about war in itself. It's about the lives of ordinary people who've been dragged into war, and it's also about people who want to find their way back home.
How people cope and that sort of thing.
So this writer is very good at scene setting. It's very atmospheric. His characters are intriguing. So hopefully
it's not a huge book either, is it?
No, it's nice and slim. Quite light to read in that respect. So be interested to hear what you think.
The Burnt Out Town of Miracles, Roy Jacobsen, is the book that we're going to read. And we'll talk about it in a month's time.